This week on The Local Take, I'm speaking with Atlanta Business League Board Chair-elect Al Edwards about their upcoming 86th annual meeting taking place on Tuesday, November 12th at the Hyatt in downtown Atlanta. Al Edwards, welcome back to The Local Take.
Thank you, Kipling. It's great to hear your voice.
Now, could you share with our listeners exactly what is the Atlanta Business League annual meeting, and what makes this one, the 86th, so special?
Yeah, thank you, Kipling. Well, first of all, you know, there's a very small administrative piece where we pause to look at how we've done as an organization and then to talk about what our plans are for 2020. So, but then when you think about this is the 86th annual meeting, you say, wow, that's pretty powerful for an organization of its demographic to have survived and been such a big contributor in Atlanta. So we like to celebrate each year. But this year in particular, we're honoring Egbert Perry, and he will go into our Hall of Fame. And I think many people know Egbert, but there are those who do not. And Egbert is such a tremendous investor in communities and really a visionary. And so we get the opportunity to celebrate him and to thank him for all of his work and to make sure his legacy lives on. The other piece of it is our keynote speaker, Ryan Millsap. Ryan is the CEO of Black Hall Studios. And Ryan himself came to our annual meeting last year and was really inspired by the direction of ABL, and we were able to get him to come in and share his, you know, some insights about the film and entertainment industry. You know, it's, you know, that industry is such a disruptor in our community, and we really want to make sure that our small business and economic development interests have an opportunity and some insight as to how to get involved in that.
Now, you are a successful business person. How did the Atlanta Business League help your pursuit of success as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I really started off, my vision really came together at the Atlanta Business League. I was in graduate school at the time, and I got to meet all of the leaders, the business leaders, some of the political leaders, the Herman Russells, the Harold Dawsons, and I saw that they were great contributors to the community. So the Atlanta Business League has actually provided me a platform to contribute to the community in a similar fashion. And then, you know, personally, there's an ongoing professional development. You really get to rub shoulders and observe really successful people in our community. And then, you know, kind of circling back to the Egbert Perry, what people may not know about Egbert is, you know, he was the president of H.J. Russell at 24 years old. And he spent 16 years and he took the company from $16 million a year to $200 million a year. So to be quite honest, I'm looking for the next Egbert Perry for our organization.
Well, I think it's amazing that you were introduced to the Business League in graduate school, because that kind of leads me to the next question is, who should attend and why is it important for young people to attend this event?
Yeah, that's a great segue. And I definitely think students. I mean, we actually have some really young board members, and we intend to add a board member from the student community, if you will, to sit with us at the Atlanta Business League to make sure we're reaching that population. And again, we have some great young minds, if you will, on our board who's really helping us to understand the dynamics of that segment of our community and how to reach them. But also public officials should come out, economic development people, entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, and then also, you know, large business who are looking to expand their supply chains into our community.
I think that's a great mix of folks, and it is always wonderful to actually meet and rub shoulders, as you said, with these wonderful people, you know, who are successful and who are willing to share their stories. So how can our listeners find out more information about this event so that they can attend and maybe even join the Atlanta Business League?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Thank you, Kipling. Well, our website is, you know, AtlantaBusinessLeague.org, but I think we have a very active feed on Facebook. And I think as your listeners look at the Atlanta Business League, we want people to think of us as an economic development partner. You know, as we debate policy on public policy on the importance of minority and small business, it's important to realize that Atlanta is a global thought leader on the topic of small and minority business, and ABL is a major part of that infrastructure and ecosystem.
Well, Al, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us. And for our listeners, again, it's AtlantaBusinessLeague.org, and the 86th annual meeting is taking place on November 12th at the Hyatt Hotel. Al, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kipling. Have a great day.